5. Jesus, Christ. There is no need for help to enter heaven, for you have never left. But there is need for help beyond yourself, as you are circumscribed by false beliefs of your identity, which God alone established in reality. Helpers are given you in many forms, although upon the altar they are one. Beyond each one, there is a thought of God, and this will never change. But they have names which differ for a time, for time needs symbols being itself unreal. Their names are legion, but we will not go beyond the names the course itself employs. God does not help because he knows no need, but he creates all helpers of his Son while he believes his fantasies are true. Thank God for them, for they will lead you home. The name of Jesus is the name of one who was a man, but saw the face of Christ and all his brothers and remembered God. So he became identified with Christ, a man no longer, but at one with God. The man was an illusion, for he seemed to be a separate being walking by himself within a body that appeared to hold his self from self, as all illusions do. Yet who can save unless he sees illusions and then identifies them as what they are? Jesus remains a savior because he saw the false without accepting it as true. And Christ needed his form that he might appear to men and save them from their own illusions. In his complete identification with the Christ, the perfect Son of God, his one creation and his happiness, forever like himself and one with him, Jesus became what all of you must be. He led the way for you to follow him. He leads you back to God because he saw the road before him and he followed it. He made a clear distinction, still obscure to you, between the false and true. He offered you a final demonstration that it is impossible to kill God's Son, nor can his life in any way be changed by sin and evil, malice, fear, or death. And therefore all your sins have been forgiven because they carried no effects at all, and so they were but dreams. Arise with him who showed you this, because you owe him this who shared your dreams that they might be dispelled, and shares them still, to be at one with you. Is he the Christ? Oh yes, along with you. His little life on earth was not enough to teach the mighty lesson that he learned for all of you. He will remain with you to lead you from the hell you made to God. And when you join your will with his, your sight will be his vision, for the eyes of Christ are shared. Walking with him is just as natural as walking with a brother whom you knew since you were born, for such indeed he is. Some bitter idols have been made of him who would be only brother to the world. Forgive him your illusions and behold how dear a brother he would be to you. For he will set your mind at rest at last and carry it with you unto your God. Is he God's only helper? No, indeed. For Christ takes many forms with different names until their oneness can be recognized. But Jesus is for you the bearer of Christ's single message of the love of God. You need no other. It is possible to read his words and benefit from them without accepting him into your life. Yet he would help you yet a little more if you will share your pains and joys with him and leave them both to find the peace of God. Yet still it is his lesson most of all that he would have you learn, and it is this. There is no death because the Son of God is like his Father. Nothing you can do can change eternal love. Forget your dreams of sin and guilt and come with me instead to share the resurrection of God's Son, and bring with you all those whom he has sent to you to care for as I care for you.